Hiring a Scranton, Pennsylvania air conditioning contractor is serious work. Anytime you are looking to hire a Scranton, PA air conditioning repair contractor, the process should not be taken lightly. Hire the wrong company or contractor and what you thought was a simple job can turn into a nightmare. We'll help you find the very best AC service providers in Scranton, PA and get the best quotes for your job. However, it helps to know some of the questions you should be asking. Here are some of the questions that should be in your arsenal. Are you licensed and insured? It's never a smart idea to work with an unlicensed professional and definitely not one that's uninsured. You may sure think it's a good idea if they are cheap, however, it's when things go wrong that you have to worry. Depending on the laws in your area, the service provider may be required to be certified. You'll need to check with your state to know for sure. If yes, then make sure you ask to see the technician's certification. You'll also want to see proof of the insurance. Don't hesitate to call the insurance provider to verify the Scranton, Pennsylvania air conditioning contractor is in good standing with the insurance company before you hire them. In either case, ask for any trade certification. These certifications reveal that they're invested in ensuring that they remain up to date with the regional codes and their own advancement. Do you have references? Ask about past clients they've worked with. The very best Scranton, PA heating and air conditioning service providers have a site where you can see their previous works and reviews from previous customers. These photos and comments should provide you a better idea of what you can expect. Obviously, it's a great idea for you to verify further. It would be wise to check the Better Business Bureau for any possible unresolved complaints. Can you give me a written cost estimate? You can't hire a central air conditioning service provider without knowing how much the task is going to cost you. Among the most vital factors that you need to think about is what it will cost. The quote from the HVAC technician should be backed up with a written estimate. Keep in mind that it is only an estimate and may not be 100% precise, however it should be quite close. The process to approve any work that would exceed the estimate should be spelled out in the contract between you and the Scranton, PA Heating and Air Condition Repair Company. If the AC contractor can provide a specific quote, that says a lot about their professionalism and proficiency. It would imply that the professional has a lot of experiences, so he has no problem offering a specific quote since he's done it previously. A good practice is to obtain a minimum of 3 estimates from Scranton, PA AC service contractors so you can have an idea of the rate differences. Will you be doing the work or your employees? Many HVAC experts have people that work for them in order to cover more territory and get more jobs. The risk with this is some VAC contractors make use of employees that aren't certified and as knowledgeable about the job that you need done. If the service provider doesn't monitor these individuals properly, your job may not be done correctly. This can cause more headache than necessary. Make sure you ask the air condition professional who will be doing the work. When do you expect the job to be completed? You're going to plan your entire schedule around the project schedule. You may have to take some days off from work. You might need to remain home throughout the weekends. This is why you need to know when the specialist anticipates for the task to be finished. The last thing that you'd wish to happen is for your whole life and work schedules to be ruined just due to the fact that you presumed that the job is only going to take a number of hours when in truth it needs a couple of days or weeks. How do you expect payments to be made? Paying a deposit is an accepted market practice, so this is okay. The payment schedule should be spelled out and agreed upon by both parties. Normally speaking, you're expected to pay a deposit and then a final payment. Never ever, ever, pay the total in advance. It is also an excellent practice to have the job inspected by a local inspector prior to making the final payment to the AC repair contractor in Scranton, PA to guarantee there are no code violations. Do you insure your work? What's the warranty? If the service provider can insure his group's work, then that speaks volumes about his confidence in his entire group. It indicates that he's positive enough that his team is going to do a great task, and if not, then he's going to make himself accountable and make sure that you're 100% completely pleased. There ought to also be a guarantee to make sure quality of work. A professional that can provide a long service warranty is one that's confident in the materials and the procedures utilized in the task. Make certain you get this in writing. How can I communicate with you and your group if I have concerns during the job? Sadly, a lot of HVAC specialists only make themselves available while they're dealing with your job. Once you've signed on the dotted line and handed over a payment, that's when you'll find out for sure if you'll have trouble reaching your contractor. This is why from the very start, you ought to know how you can directly call the Scranton PA Heating and Cooling professional. Ask for the best way to get in touch with the contractor and the team involved. Typically, the very best way is through phone, so request for the direct contact number. What happens if the scope of the job has to be changed? How should we deal with such changes? In a perfect world, everything will go as planned. However, there is always the possibility that changes will be necessary. As a customer, you may change your mind on exactly what you want to be done. As the Scranton, Pennsylvania HVAC repair contractor may suggest a change that would be beneficial to you, the homeowner, in the long run. The vital thing is you both should understand in advance how you're going to manage such modifications. Do not wait up until completion of the task before you work things out. You should have a clear understanding how you are going to deal with changes before moving forward with the job and hiring the air conditioner repair contractor. Once the project is finished, will a lien release be provided by your company and your subcontractors? This is crucial. The contractor should not have any problems supplying a lien release. Be firm in saying that the last payment will not be provided unless you get from the air condition repair company and any subcontractors that dealt with your task. What is your company's long-term business address? How about the address of your storage facility and showroom? You have to know their long-term addresses. Do not go for a P.O. box. Do not go for a telephone number or email address. Know where their workplace, storage facility and showroom are. Put in the time to check out these physical locations due to the fact that they show the status of the business. For instance, a poorly managed office might result in poor communication. A warehouse loaded with second-rate products might indicate that subpar materials will be used. Also, if the business has no long-term address, then it might be a fly-by-night company. How to discover an excellent professional ought to ideally be simpler with the aid of these questions. Be sure to share this post with your good friends that are planning to address the question how to recruit a specialist, and do not know exactly what concerns they need to be asking. These are just some of the questions to ask to ensure you hire qualified professional help for your job. If you'd like to expedite this entire process, contact the AC Contractor Referral Network. The HVAC companies we work with are among the best in the industry. We only work with certified, licensed, and bonded air conditioning experts that will provide excellent customer service. Save time and stress and call us today at 570-471-5612.